1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Look, on HBO, one of the biggest movies they're showing right now is The Wizard of Lies, starring Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer. In fact, one of the key parts of the story, which is about Bernie Madoff, is that relationship between him and his wife and the deception that occurred. It's something my next guest knows a lot about. Janet Lombardi with us, author of the book Bankruptcy, A Love Story, something she went through herself, some very painful deception. Janet, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, now what, this is, you met your husband, Josh. At what point in your life did that happen?
Oh, I met my husband in the early 80s. So we had been married about 25 years when the bottom kind of fell out, so to speak.
Yeah, well, what did he do for a living?
He was an attorney in private practice in New York and had had a practice for 25 years. As I described in my book, what happened in December of 2010, I watched my husband stand before the judge and receive a one-year prison sentence and get escorted away. And it had really been the result of some desperate acts that was fueled by a long string of events, mounting debt. He had a substance abuse problem. Our marriage was somewhat troubled, and he was also had been an eyewitness to the collapse of the World Trade Center, so he had suffered post-traumatic stress. And after that, actually after the collapse of the Twin Towers, was when his business took a nosedive, and he kind of went into a depression, and things kind of really unraveled after that.
Now, what did he do actually to end up in prison? What was the charge?
He had two felonies. Grand larceny. He had pilfered money from his client's escrow accounts.
Okay. And now, in terms of when this first happened, what happened with you? What was your initial reaction when you knew he was in trouble?
Okay. Well, there were, of course, things that were some signs that were leading me to believe that things were not as they had seemed. The first thing was that he started to empty accounts. And the way I found out about that was that I had called my financial advisor, and he, wondering where our statements were. They were in the day of paper statements. They hadn't come to the home. And I asked my advisor, and he said very bluntly to me, "You need to ask your husband, and I think you need to get an accountant and a lawyer and a private eye." Mm-hmm. So already money was he was taking money from our accounts secretly, not telling me. So obviously that was a very big red flag. Mm-hmm. And I started to dive into the finances, which I had never done to that level, which was a lot of paper insurance, home insurance, home finances.
Yeah, did you confront him as soon as you saw there was a problem? Or?
Yes, I did. As soon as I saw that the finances were unraveling, I didn't really understand why. And, of course, at that point, I had no idea that there was any other, anything suspicious beyond just the home finances. So,
and what did he say to you?
Well, he said that he basically was tapped out, that he didn't have any money, and that he had been working on some kind of international deals that were, very ill-defined. His law practice was really kind of dwindling at that point also because he wasn't lawyering the way he had been. And what ultimately happened was that I was going away for the weekend, and I was actually going to a writing weekend, so I was photocopying something that I had been working on. And I lifted the cover of our home fax machine, and I found a paper that was very official looking, okay? So by this time, I had gotten very good at, looking at official documents, and I saw that it was something from the New York Bar Association that he was being investigated. And that was, again, another string of events that to me was like the ultimate. I knew that he was in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
I walked down and I handed him the paper and I told him that I knew he was in trouble.
Janet Lombardi with us. Her book is Bankruptcy, A Love Story. And how long would you say the marriage was healthy?
I'd say the marriage was healthy for about 20 years. It was those last five. And actually, he went to prison, and we really didn't separate till another 3 years after that. So in total, we had really been married a total of 28 years.
Did you try to hang on, or who made the final decision to end the marriage?
I did try to hang on, actually, even after he went to prison. Well, at the year that he went to prison, we had sold our home. I had been forced to sell the house because of the financials, and that was a very sad point for me because I really loved my house, and I felt that was, you know, all these things that were happening were very punishing to me and my children because we really hadn't done anything, you know, nothing. We had no liability. We had no idea. We had no knowledge or any suspicion that there had been anything untoward, except that he seemed, you know, he was dealing with a drug problem, and we had our own home finance problem.
Yeah.
But
what kind of a drug problem was that?
It was a heroin addiction.
Well, is that why the money issue came up, because of that?
Well, I think it was all kind of part of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, it was another part of impaired judgment, and you know, but he did get into recovery a couple of years before. Before he actually went off to prison, which was a great thing. So that was very hopeful for me. I felt like, oh, maybe things would get kind of back on track. But, you know, honestly, once, you know, he went to prison and came out, we did not live together after that because I had moved in with my sister and brother-in-law after we sold the home because I needed to get back on my financial feet. And also at that point, we had two children in college. And I was paying their tuition out of pocket and didn't want to take them out of college. So anyway, and he went to prison and served his time for a year. And then he went to live with his brother. So we were not really together at that point.
Right.
But, you know, you asked a question about hanging on. We were kind of in this limbo, and we did eventually get divorced.
Janet Lombardi with us, author of the new book, Bankruptcy, A Love Story. And, I mean, were you mostly angry or hurt, or how would you describe how you felt when this whole thing was going down?
Well, all of those emotions, you know, it really changes day to day. It's such a tumble of feelings. I was, of course, very hurt of, you know, feeling very betrayed. I was angry. You know, there was no sugarcoating here. You know, as things, again, I was discovering things, right? It wasn't coming to me. So as I discovered things, you know, I would kind of, my anger would kind of flare up, and I would feel, you know, I felt very lost and very alone, and, you know, like I had to make decisions on my own because I couldn't trust his judgment.
Did this,
you know,
all, so his behavior, was it all because of witnessing 9/11 and his post-traumatic stress disorder from that? Or
I would say it was a combination of many things. But I, you know, in my experience, I did see a change in him after he was an eyewitness to 9/11. Mm-hmm. And he then moved his office out of away from Ground Zero at the time. But he was depressed. He couldn't focus. He had all those symptoms of post-traumatic stress, and he started to ratchet up a heroin addiction, started to do more, you know, to kind of self-medicate. All of that obviously is leading to very bad things.
Yeah. Now, was it evident when he started using heroin, his behavior, was it clear something changed at that point, too?
There was a certain point when I realized that he was addicted. Mm-hmm. And what was kind of interesting is we had watched this HBO show, I think it was in 2007, and it was about addiction. And it was a week-long program, and I really wanted to watch it because I suspected that he was addicted, but every time I spoke to him about it, he was, you know, denied it, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we watched that show, and at the end of the week, at a certain point, you know, he didn't say anything to me, and it actually prompted him to get help. They had mentioned some treatment that was useful for him.
Janet Lombardi, author of Bankruptcy, A Love Story. Find out more in the book. It's Janet, it's been a pleasure having you on 1320 WILS.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And that is it for us on this Friday evening. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you with us on 1320 WILS. And join us again on Monday. We'll be right here, 6 p.m. on 1320 WILS. Have a great weekend.